Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our actually very last for the 2019-20 season for the Group Gold Plus Elite Calls. And it's, it's always hard to have these last calls. I know that it's emotional for some of you who are not going to be coming back, you know, and are going to miss your comrades here. And for those of us who are, yeah, it's great, but it's always a great time to share celebrations and joys and, you know, and just share what's on your heart and how we can support you. So it's the last opportunity for this season, but many of you are returning and going to be with us for another season. And those of you who aren't, I've been having you on my list, or I don't know if you are yet. I have you on my list to reach out to just see how we can continue to support you. I'll be doing that probably over the weekend. So I wanted to get started with, I like to start with celebrations, right? We always do. So I'm going to start with going through the list of, there were like five people who RSVP'd for the call, including Paula and Diana and Donna and Nancy, and I think Jeannie. I think I'll read Jeannie's first because she has said she may not make it, and she wanted me to share with you guys some of her emotions around this. Jeannie is not coming back for another year because she is in, she's going to devote her time to the NEPT world that she jumped into. So let me just start with Donna, because you're first here, and then I'll just go through them in order and we'll connect. So Donna, you wrote in, and I love reading this, so I want to hear more. You said, what celebrations would you like to share? And you wrote too long to type. So I want to hear about that. That's something that sounds really exciting. So tell me more.
Okay. So as you all probably know, my difficulties have always lied in my surroundings. Trying to put it nicely. and so it's been difficult. And so I also started going to like Al-Anon meetings as well, mm-hmm. to try to, even though I don't have that circumstance necessarily at this moment in time, but just, you know, listening to people and reading and going to the meetings and stuff like that has helped me, you know, and I'm only on step one, so I have a long way to go, but it's helped, and I do a lot of religious stuff as well, and so these things have helped me to, you know, because my biggest problem always is my stress. My stress just, you know, sabotages everything that I know I should do. And anyway, so one thing that happened was, you know, it's been difficult with my son. Been a nightmare with him. And so I decided after one of the meetings that, I mean, I haven't been sleeping well, so I stayed up. And I was just like, okay, I'm just going to write him a letter. So I typed out a letter and I gave it to him, basically saying, you know, I've been your mom all this time. I've taught you what to do. You should know what to do. You're 16. And I just kind of put the ball back in his court. And so not saying that that's, you know, the end all, because he has Asperger's, and so he's not going to be able to, it's just the way it is,
really fully grab it. Mm-hmm.
So at first it was, you know, then after a few days of that, then he was nicer. He gives me hugs. He, you know, in between all the still bouts of, you know, and so that was a really nice thing. And then even like once a week, he has a Bible study with some of the brothers, and he wanted to deck out like 10 minutes before the call was going to start. And we're like, you don't do that. And so we made him go, and Then later on that afternoon, he comes up to me and he says, "You know, Mom, I think I realized you do know what is best for me." So that was like humongous. Wow. Just humongous. So just knowing that he's still in there, like my real Xander is still in there, is so helpful for me. So that side has been a big blessing, that even though I can't fully just only let him be his own parent, because obviously he's just going to do nothing then. Mm-hmm. It has gotten a lot better. Mm-hmm. And so that stress was a lot less.
Yeah. That's
beautiful. But then there's also the stress on the other half of that situation of my husband. And Ed has just been building and building. I mean, like crying all the time at night, can't sleep. I mean, making myself physically sick to my stomach and headaches and just nausea all the time. And so I just spilled my guts to him one day. And he says that he's going to step up some. I don't know how much, you know, he has Asperger's too. So, you know, you have to expect very little. But I'm still kind of recuperating from the stress of that, I guess, because I'm kind of numb and, you know. But so that's been really good. So I'm trying, you know, and going to the meetings and, you know, just so I'm really trying to, but at the same time, I still can't stop eating sugar. It's like, unfortunately, it's like, that's the only thing, and mentally and physically, I know. And every night I say, oh, I shouldn't do that. And I feel horrible. And I say, I'm not going to do that tomorrow. And every day the stress is, you know, through the roof. And then I can't. So, but anyway, so those are my good things.
I think it's awesome that you, first of all, you recognize that they have limitations, right? As much as they may want to do, they, yeah. So, and you might think of it in terms of the way you're reaching for sugar to, you know, like you feel like you want to do this, you want to do it, but you don't have that control necessarily, that they don't have control of their mental faculties and their decision-making capacity and all that. So it's really great that you've got that glimmer and have something that you can anchor them back to, right, when it gets stressful. I think on the sugar piece, what we really need to do is help you find something that feels as good and as numbing as the sugar, because that's what you're looking for, right? You're looking for numbing out. And I remember at one point, Legos were that for you.
Yeah.
Right? Like getting lost in a project with Legos or something else other than reading. So long. Yeah. But how can you get that started again?
I don't know. You know, whenever I'm like so stressed out, like I have been, like I do what I have to in the day and then I'm like really tired and exhausted. So then I just spend like hours, I mean like 9-10 hours sitting on the couch watching TV and it's just horrible. And
that's when you eat the sugar stuff. And where is the sugar stuff located in the house? Is this ice cream in the freezer?
It's all different kinds.
Right. So what I was thinking was, you know, if you go to just treat yourself and go online and have a binge and order a bunch of Lego sets and then put them in the spots near where any stash of sugar is.
Yeah.
Right. Like you open the refrigerator and there you see this little Lego set. You go, oh yeah, that's right. That's what I'm supposed to. Because it's the reminder in the moment. Because in the moment, you're just, your emotions are like, I just need to get rid of this. And you go, oh wait, let me go put this and make, you know, some of them can be the small little things that you could just spend a half an hour and now you have an end project. And others can be those bigger things. But I don't know, give that some thought, because that's what came to my mind. Yeah. You need something that's going to distract you from it. And at the moment, where you're not in your this part, you're not speaking from where you're speaking right now. Your high level thinking.
It's
you're
speaking cortisol.
From that, yeah, right back here going, just get rid of the pain. Just get rid of the pain, right? And then you reach out and the sugar gets rid of the pain, but only for a short while, because then you lay in bed, beating yourself up over the head about it, yeah. Right? So it's going to take a little doing, and maybe the first couple of times, but I mean, it's worth a try, right? Your kid and your husband may not even notice that they're in this altered kind of reality, right? They may not notice that it's odd that there's Legos in the refrigerator.
Oh, they would. But that doesn't matter.
But it might be a fun thing to go, yeah, it's mom's way of not eating sugar, mm-hmm. right? And I'm going to go, and maybe it's good that if they are on board with it, to help you and support you with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, give your son permission. Just like you have permission, so to speak, to say to him, no, don't eat that, don't eat that. Give him permission. Say, if you ever see me eating ice cream or reaching for this or eating some Tootsie Rolls or whatever else, that I want you to remind me.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Mom, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Right? But then you have to kind of get in the space of not screaming at him because he does that, right? So there's like a bargain.
I have to be okay with that.
You have to be okay with that, right? Mom, there's Legos in the refrigerator. Go do a Lego set instead of eating that, right? I give them permission to support you there, whether they remember to do it or not, you know?
Yeah.
That's off, right? But at least give them permission and tell them what you're really trying for.
Yeah.
It might work. How does that sound to you? Does it sound like it might be something that could work?
Yeah. And like with, you know, trying to find a hobby, you know, the Legos, there's, you know, the making beauty products, still haven't, you know, still haven't done it. And I want to do glass etching. And so there's a number of different things that I could be doing.
Yeah.
And so I just have to get my mindset back to that, you know, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, the fact that Donna is so beat down that creative, fun person keeps, you know, not being able to get out. It's like every time I try, then I'm pushed back down. And so it's hard. It's a process.
Yeah, right? It is for sure. What I found useful is surrounding, like making it easy. Like for me, I like to paint or I like to do pottery, but if I have to spend an hour getting it set up, I've lost the opportunity because now I don't have any more time, right? So I went out in the garage and I actually have a table set up and I have an easel set up and I have my paint set up and I have the clay, you know, and I could just go out there. And even if I only have 15, 20 minutes, I can do something, right?
Well, in my room where I would make the beauty project, which has walled off the cats, you know, because you can't have Legos with cats walking around. And so I actually have this big table that I call my Lego table because it's really big. Oops. And that's where I have all my bowls set up and that's where I do Legos. So maybe I'll just have it out there set up.
You're set
and that
up.
Way I can do that.
Exactly. And the reminders, it could be just a picture of a Lego box. It doesn't actually have to be a Lego box in your refrigerator, right. But the picture that goes, oh, I need, and then you associate seeing the picture with going to your room, to your table and doing it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. And as far as the heartburn you're mentioning, you know.
Oh, so
that's fed by the stress, right?
Yeah. Oh yes, I know. And it was to the point where it was just nonstop. But I one of the things that's on my list of you know, like food for blood type, you know, type of thing, is just the Briam. So I did order. It's right here. I still haven't eaten it yet, but so.
Well, you're a step closer than you have been over the last few years. Yeah. I've been talking to you about
it. Here it is.
You know, it's finding a way to make it palatable.
Yeah.
Right?
And so another item was aloe vera juice.
Yeah.
So I've been drinking aloe vera juice. And like the first night that I drank it, because I was like, I was in so much pain. There was just no way even the Pepsi AC doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I drank some of that, and it actually has helped a ton.
Good. But and you're able to do that because it is slimy. It's not maybe not as quite as slimy as the slippery elm, but it's okay, good. Because that was the big thing with you, is the consistency of it.
Yeah.
So given that, when you do the slippery elm, instead of making it big and thick and goopy like we usually do, just make it a little thicker each time.
Yeah.
Right. Go in baby steps to it, and then put something you like, you enjoy the flavor of in it, whether it's cinnamon or, you know, whatever. Vanilla, whatever it you like.
Yeah. But I do have a question about the aloe vera juice. So I've been drinking about 2 ounces the first night. I had 2 ounces two times the second night. And then last night I had 2 ounces. And I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but I got woken up in the middle of the night having to run to the bathroom.
The bathroom, yeah, it's a laxative. I was going to say exactly what I was going to say.
I didn't know that. I was just like, oh my gosh. And then I was terrified to fall back to sleep.
Yeah. Because... No, you find the sweet spot for yourself. Like, what's the right dose that doesn't trigger that? It is.
Okay. Because I was just like, laxative. Oh no.
Because when you said that, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a rude awakening.
Yeah. Yeah. So find the right dose. Maybe it's a smaller amount multiple times to just keep it coated. So maybe you do a one ounce.
Okay.
More frequently, just to keep the, you know, because it's your esophagus that's irritated. Right.
Yeah. And maybe not the Pepsi isn't really helping.
Because the esophagus is irritated, and normally you only get the irritation in the esophagus when you're refluxing, and you're refluxing the acid into the esophagus. But once the esophagus gets injured, then anything, like you could put anything that
I know down and that there, thing,
it's aggravating this open wound, right?
Everything I eat would make it hurt.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. So it's up in the esophagus. So I think slippery things, thicker, viscous things that can, you know, more linger. The lozenges, if you can handle the DGL lozenges, because they, so slowly, you know, and just more frequently doing it, but smaller amounts each time, just to kind of.
So with the slippery elm, like, what should I start at with, and do I use
start
hot
out
water
with like
cold water?
It's usually 1 teaspoon for 8 ounces of water. You let it sit for a few minutes to thicken. Maybe you put half a teaspoon or a quarter teaspoon. Start with a quarter teaspoon and 8 ounces of water. And then don't let it thicken the first time. Let it thicken inside, right? Let it thicken as it's down here where you're not going to taste it. And then each time, like, you know, first let that thicken a little bit more each time. It's not going to thicken all that much with a quarter teaspoon per 8 ounces. It's not. Right. And if 8 ounces is too much, start with just an eighth of a teaspoon in a half a cup.
Yeah.
And then just let it, like, drink it fast to let it go down the first time. And you want to acclimate your taste buds.
Yeah.
In your mouth, you know, the receptors in your mouth to, okay, slimy stuff isn't so bad. Okay. It's worth, you know what I mean? You had to retrain your brain to that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would start really small.
And then how often should I do that?
As often as you can. You know, I usually
that won't affect me like the aloe.
Well, first, with the aloe, you know, again, didn't catch exactly what dose got you to the bathroom, but it sounded like it was three times on the 2 ounces.
Well, I did 3 days in a row of the 2 ounces, and the middle day I actually had that twice.
Okay.
So I had 4 ounces that day.
Yeah, so that might have been what triggered it the next day for you to, you know. So I would say start with an ounce a day, or an ounce twice a day. So
slippery elm,
you can do that like before every meal. You can do that, like, definitely do it in the evening before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's when things start to go up into the esophagus.
Okay.
And, you know, do it in the morning. You know, so I would just start with once, because, you know, you got to get your body used to it, but ideally 3-4 times a day.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody have anything to add to that discussion? Any of our herbal connoisseur friends here?
Well, I wanted to make a comment, not about herbal things. I wanted to ask Donna if she had connected with Tricia Nelson and the program for emotional eating. Yeah.
Yeah, you still have a free admission to that from like yeah. 2 years ago.
Yeah, I still need like an email.
Send me an email after this okay. So I can remember and it's reminded, and then I can forward that to somebody on my team to reach out to her to get that.
Okay. Really would like to do that.
Yeah, and I think you'll really like it because you have that spiritual religious side, right? And she really focuses on that higher power piece yeah. of it. Yeah. Right. And right. So I think you'd really enjoy it a lot.
Right. Thank you.
So just send me an email or text me, either way, and that'll remind me to get on with her. Actually, if you text me and in the text put your email address.
Okay.
And that way I can forward that text to Tricia and say, okay. Hey, this was from a couple of years ago. Could you get her set up?
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
So did Jeannie make it? She said she probably wouldn't. So she basically said, celebrations. I'm so sorry that I can't be on this last call. I really wanted to be there so I could let everybody know what you each mean to me over the past 2 years. Sending my very best to each of you. Thanks for the friendship and love. I feel like we've all shared so much of ourselves with each other and become a part of each other's lives. Love you and we'll miss you all very much. So that's a message from Jeannie. And I feel the same way. I think this has become such a close group and there's been so much connection and so much sharing and so much, you know, heartache and so much celebration that I think it's a really great group. So Paula says celebrating August because it's my birth month. Last Sunday was my birthday. Did I not see that come up? Usually the birthdays come up on Facebook and I don't remember seeing that popping up. Happy birthday, Paula.
Thank you.
Oh, the renewed commitment to self-care and massage scheduled for next week and starting NUCA treatment with a chiropractor. Cool.
Yeah, I wanted to find out what you think about NUCA.
You know, it's the works on the Atlas, right? And so right. I just was speaking to somebody about it the other day who is doing that. And I've never done it myself. I've never physically done it myself or learned the specific technique. I've never actually experienced it myself, but I think that anything you can do to support your nervous system, to support the energy, the flow is going to be helpful. It's not like, you know, everybody who has a specific technique thinks it's the be all and the end all and the only thing you ever need. You're not going to go into it with that in mind, right. But you have a lot of, you know, issues with nerve stuff and muscle stuff. And I think it could be super helpful. So, but
yeah. Well, I had my assessment on Tuesday and I will get my first treatment this afternoon. But last night they sent me an email with the images. They do this extensive X-raying and then they put it into animation. Mm-hmm. So you actually see what your head and neck and all of that looks like. And mine is way off, which I already knew. I mean, I've been able to see that for decades. But part of why I decided to do this was because I sustained an impact to my head on Saturday. And yeah, it created a, you know, quite a whiplash, lateral whiplash sort of a thing. And my TMJ everything just flared up and lots of referred pain down into my neck and shoulders, you know, all the way,
And it triggers inflammation, not just in the areas, but it triggers a systemic inflammation whenever we're trying to take care of one part. Oh boy.
Right.
Are you okay? Did you have a concussion?
What? No concussion. It wasn't that, bad, but it was bad enough.
Bad enough to throw off your neck. Yeah. And your,
which was already, you know, out of whack. So this is kind of the catalyst for, I've got to do something now instead of just continuing to ignore it and put it off. And So that's part of my renewed commitment to self-care.
Yeah.
And yesterday I went to the dentist for my cleaning, which was 2 months overdue because of the COVID. And I've got gum inflammation that I haven't had for years. So with all of the stress that I've been under this year, that's a huge piece of that, they told me. I have a biological dentist. She's not only a biological dentist, but she's a naturopath as well. So she looks at everything, you know, from a even bigger holistic perspective.
Yeah.
Than
what a combination. That's a great combination.
Right. In Rockford, Illinois, no less.
I know, of all places.
Right. Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I know things have kind of slipped for me, you know, in some areas. I mean, the gut is still much better than it was months ago.
Yeah.
And so I'm still celebrating that. And
awesome.
And as far as celebrating, I'm certainly celebrating my 3 years with in ERC with you and everyone who's been in it from 3 years back on through, you know, new people and more new people and this year. So it's been an incredible journey. An important, really important part of my healing journey, and I will always be grateful.
You are, we just loved watching you. I've loved watching you grow and blossom and become more outgoing and more community, you know, in the groups and so helpful for other people. So I super appreciate you.
Thank you. Well, that was one of my goals, was to overcome the anxiety and the fear of sharing in a group of people. That was, and I knew the only way to do that was to show up and do it, you know.
Face the fear and just take it head on.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I've seen it. And I see it on your face. Your face has this glow, you know, that, and it, in spite of all the stress you've had recently, right? You know, typically going through what you've been through with your brother and the traveling and all that, you could be haggard and, you know, just looking, and you're not, right? Because I've seen you when you've been through some of those stages where it's like, oh, you don't look like you're sleeping. You look, and now you have a glow. So you have come very far in really that self-nurturing piece.
And knowing that I have the tools.
Yes.
No matter what is coming along.
Right. If you were in a different life place, a different age category, a different just situation, I'd be like, I would be courting you to come into any PT.
Yes. if I were 15, 20 years younger, I would definitely be doing that. Yes. I wish.
But now is your time to take care of you. So.
Right.
Not that we don't have people in their 70s even.
Right.
In our program, but
right.
You know, you get to a point where you're like, you know, I let's just take care of me. All right. Let's take care of me and my family. And that's my full-time job.
Yeah.
And that's what you deserve to do right now.
And I'm going to be taking care of my younger brother for months to come with all of his affairs.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's a busy time. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you, Paula. Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss our regular interactions.
Well, I will still be in Vital.
That's what I was going to say. You better come to the Vital things. And now we have Vital on Zoom.
I know. Yeah, I tried to be there the other day and nobody was there.
Oh, there this week, something really like gremlins. I don't know. I don't think Mercury's in retrograde, but it sure seems like it has been, because this week, three different calls, the link on my calendar was different from, and the time, like this one had gotten deleted from the calendar. Yeah. And then someone sent, thank you for pointing that out. Someone sent an email about it being on Tuesday. And I'm like, Tuesday? No, it's on Thursday. And I look at my calendar. I'm like, why is there somebody on my team in the place of this meeting? And we had to, you know, so it's been one of those weeks. I don't know if it's planetary or what it is, but It's happened. It happened with the vital call. Three different calls where I got on and there was like, where are the people? Why is this not happening? Why are they not here? And they were in different rooms than I was in. And then I didn't show up. And like, it was really, it's one of those weeks. So thank you all for your patience. But yeah, we'll make sure we're going to get on it and make sure none of that happens again. If I have to write the emails and send them myself. So, which hopefully I won't have to. All right. So next is Nancy and then Diana. Nancy, where are you? 8:30. Oh, it says the date of the call is 8:30. So you're here early. I saw her here before. There she is. You're here 10 days early, according to what you wrote on here, but I get it.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It says membership expired when you try to, there were gremlins in the back end. You should try it again today because I think it's fixed.
Okay. Last night on the small group call, Jules was having the same same problem. She couldn't get on to anything.
We're going in the back end to fix tagging so that, you know, new people coming in have access to stuff and we're moving around. And so yesterday there was this thing where every time I tried to take everybody in this group, but you should have been in these the other way. You should have been in the new one, ERC Current. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll look into it because you should have the tag for the renewing people. So it should have only been people who weren't renewing that had any difficulty, but it should be fixed now. So log out and then log back in again. Yeah.
Okay.
I spent like an hour on the phone with one of my team members and we kept going over it and over it. And like, why are these people, like there's only four people in this group. Why, how did they get out? Why? Well, we figured it out and we were able to fix it. So.
Okay. Because I did log in this morning and it was, and then I went into my account and it was showing that, you know, I wasn't active. And
on the
front I'll try page, again.
Go to the front page. You should see, like, I moved it around a little on the front page.
Okay.
So that ERC is right at the top. NEPT, ERC are right at the beginning. And I'm going to be reorganizing it. I don't know what it is about developers, like computer developers. They don't believe in the alphabetization system. Right.
Okay.
So you go in the back end and they just put these pages up in random order. So that's what our front page looked like. When you go in the back end and try to look at all the pages like that the software does, they're all in random order too. So it's like, what do like web developers smoke or take that puts them into an altered state of consciousness that they decide alphabetization, we don't need it. And maybe they have a system, but I don't know what it is. So I'm reorganizing that. I took the project on personally because I just got tired of developers putting things out of order. So hopefully it's there, but please let me know if it's not because I'm still working on it. And yeah, you should have access right now. You're in a place where you should have access to both. So there's one tile on the front that's, it just says ERC and that's access to what you've had this year. And then there's next to that says ERC 2020. You should only see one. You should only see one. And when you click it, you get to a page that has access to everything. So let me know. Okay.
Okay. Will do.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So Diana, and then it's open for everybody who wants, and I'd like to hear from everybody. So, so Diana.
Okay, go ahead and read whatever I wrote because I don't remember.
All right, I'll read what you wrote.
It doesn't take me long to forget.
I forget what
that's,
I wrote.
And that's
why I write things down.
I wish we would get a copy of that when we submit it, so it would remind me, trigger my memory what I wrote.
Probably can.
What else we go?
Probably could get that copy. I think there's just a little thing we have to click that says send a copy to people. So yeah, we could. So you said
it's
my new vision statement. It's presenting a bit of a challenge. When I'm healed from this current episode of challenge, what my life will look like. I love that, Diana. Over the past few months, my vision has narrowed a bit and I need a new one. The Lord will be leading the way on this one, but I can't seem to get past the blank white piece of page. What does the new and healed me look like, Lord? Anybody want to tell me what you see?
I'm opening that up to everybody. And that's why I wanted to save it till it was.
Yeah, I love.
I have my own celebrations, but I got to the point where I realized somebody said, you know, what are you going to do when you live? when you conquer this? And I thought, well, I'm just going to keep living. And they said, well, what's that going to look like? And I've been thinking about that, and I've been trying to put my vision together, and I just keep kind of drawing this blank. Well, I want, but that's me. That's I want to. What does the Lord want?
Yeah, but you can still, you know, you can trust in higher power to guide you, but you can have the vision of what it looks like.
And that's what I'm having trouble with. I let go of self, and now I'm like trying to figure out how do I re-envision and reimagine? If I could change everything in the whole wide world and have exactly what I want, what would it look like?
Right. Because you see, that's the thing that's important, because I know you say, you know, you feel like your Lord and higher power has, but the truth is you set that and then it's like, oh, that's what you're looking for. Here's what we want you to do. And you have a little twists and tweaks along the way. I think I want you to do this too. But I think you have to have that vision. And the vision is what keeps us going, right? Yes. And when we get a disease that gets, you know, in our being, our consciousness, our awareness, we start to look at, well, I just got to do what I can to heal this. And is Annie on here? No, Annie was here a minute ago. I wanted Annie to speak because Annie is dealing with something right now, but she keeps going. She's like going out there 2 years in the future to her healing clinic in Costa Rica and her healing clinic on a boat. And she's like, she's keeping that there. And that's what keeps her going to get through this challenge. So
I'm looking for is I was hoping maybe if some of you who have known me for 2 or 3 years now could just toss out some idea so that I'm not dealing with a white blank piece of paper anymore, and I can get past that fear and start grabbing hold of some
you
of those.
Start kind of, yeah, I love it. Who would like to?
For the last 3 months, I've been literally preparing to leave the world behind, and so I've let go of that stuff. Okay, yeah. So it's like on this blank slate, and going, well, yeah, I am gonna live. I am gonna live.
Yeah,
I've already seen some of the signs of the illness being backed up.
Yeah,
the Lord has already had his hand on me and done several things that make it obvious that there is healing happening. So what am I going to do?
So what are you going to do?
What am I going to do with that? So anybody want to toss out?
Yes, something? Donna had her hand up and then Jenny. So let's hear from you. And I'll go last because I have ideas too. Donna.
So, all right. So just two things that popped out of my head. Okay. You had that group meeting with your family, right? Mm-hmm. So that is something that you could definitely expand upon, right? And I know that's very important. So now you had that little, you know, opening of that door. So now it's up to you to not say, well, and I'm glad that you've turned your corner of not just focusing on that, because if you focus just on that, then God can't really help you. Okay. So one of the things is focusing on your family, and it's a gradual process. So it's not just boom, they're gone. Boom, they're all back the exact way you want them. The second thing, and something that I've seen you be so joyful about, is your gardening and what you create with your gardening of all your herbs and everything. You could get back into your business of making your stuff, because when you're doing those things and you're talking about those things, your face lights up and you could tell that that is something that is just so like deep down who you are.
Amen.
Right?
That's God and working in me. That's why that happens.
Mm-hmm. And so focus on things that make you happy, that bring you joy. And that's just two things that came to mind.
Thank you, Donna. That's beautiful. Jenny had something too. And then there's a few in the comments, so I'll read those.
Diana, I was thinking and I'm serious about this. The last time I was on a call with you and you were talking about your illness, I thought, oh no, the world cannot lose her gardening advice. Because I am a complete wreck in my garden sometimes, and I am so dependent on people who have lived it and done it and do it in order to pass on that information. It's invaluable. And I'm not sure what your background is regarding that, if you actually help people when it comes to that, provide advice. You know, there, I know that at the farmer's market, sometimes there's a person that sits there and they're just there to provide gardening advice for people who come. And I just,
It started a farmer's market here in the middle of the mountains of Idaho with a 90-day growing season. And part of my ministry, well, I had a market booth every week the whole 11 years until this last year or two. And that's where I sell my medicine, the healing salves and stuff. And that was where I could actually sit and talk to people and show them what God's miracle herbs can do. And it was where my business was, but that was one-on-one interacting. And I would talk to anybody that would stand still long enough that had a question on any subject that has to do with gardening. Our whole principle up here is we're a cooperative market. We don't compete with each other. We cooperate, and any vendor is happy to stand by and tell anybody they need advice. That's what we do. But yes, I've never kept anything that I do a secret, because it's God's the one that created the stuff. I didn't. I am so privileged that I get to be the hands, and that He has literally told me and whispered to me in the garden all these things that these wonderful plants He created will do for us. And so I share it. It's not a secret to be kept.
No.
And that is a huge part of my life, about who I am. Not just that I make the stuff, but I don't keep it a secret. I will share every bit of knowledge I have. I don't think that any of this stuff should be kept secret.
No. Have you written it down?
Yes, I have recipe books, and I have people that are very interested, and anyone that wants more information can call me anytime. So yeah, I give out the recipes. I tell people how to do what I do. It's like I said, I'm not holding any trade secrets of fear, or, you know, that somebody's going to steal my recipe or whatever. I freely give it away.
Awesome.
I want it out there because, so, you know, we have lost, every time we lose one of us older generations, we lose so much knowledge. And so, you know, those are the things that have bothered me, is I've always had trouble getting other herbalists to help me, because they're like, well, I'm not going to tell you my secrets. It took me 20 years to figure this out for myself. You should have to do it yourself.
Mm.
And so I ran into so much of that it was just turned me off. And I said, if I ever do get enough knowledge, I am not keeping it secret. And I'm not, you know, be worried. I want this. This should be shared.
So where are your books? Because I think a really great project would be to have those in the hands of somebody who knows how to create a blog and have blog posts, or to get them out to the world. Right?
I need to type them up. They're all handwritten things as I go through, you know, making stuff.
Yeah.
And I have journals of, but they're all handwritten. And that's one thing I could do in the time while I'm sitting here in the winter and healing and, you know, not doing a lot of physical things. But
I think that would be awesome.
Type them all up.
Get them typed up, and I will help you get them out there. Sure. I will help you get it out to the world.
Sure. Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for being such wonderful and generous.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. That's my job. I love it. I love sharing it because I like to see other people getting lit up like I did. It just changed my life. Working with these things just has totally changed my life.
Yeah.
And I want to turn other people onto it.
Yeah.
I want them lit up too. I don't want to keep my joy all stuffed down in the secret. No.
Lynn's asking Lynn Lowe, what's your email address? Are you willing to share your email address? People can write to you and.
Sure, I'll put it in the chat.
Okay, put it in the chat. Lynn DJ wants to say something.
So you have the answer inside of you. And so trust yourself that as you wake up every morning, and you ask God, okay, what do we got for today? Just a thought is maybe the reason that you're feeling that blank slate is because that's how every day will be. Mm-hmm. Because today is a container all on its own for what you can do with this day.
Mm-hmm.
And so just continue like you are saying and listen to what's on your heart. You know, again, you light up when you talk about sharing these things. But it's because that light is coming from your Heavenly Father. And so maybe that's why you have that. Because each day is its own canvas to be painted on.
Amen.
It's because you align yourself with Him.
Yeah. That's a good point, Lynn. And that's kind of the way my life has been written for the last 20 or so years since I literally gave my life to Him. And so it was hard when I first started the ERC and we had to make our first vision statement. And I kind of weaseled my way around that one. And I just said, I just want to be everything that God created me to be every day. And I felt like I was kind of cheating because it's a vision, but it's kind of taking the easy way out because every day is a, what do you have for me to do today?
Right.
And then going to teach me to show me who are you going to bring across my path?
Yep. That is not the easy way. Because it asks you to be in your heart and to fully listen to that.
Yeah.
And so the more you do that, the more you open and receive and hear, you don't have to think or worry about anything else. Mm-hmm. It's all right there.
You know, one thing that comes up as Lynn's speaking and you're speaking about that is that vision, like Lynn doing a vision board workshop where you're not doing it from your head. You're just opening and anything that like lights you up, you're just putting out there without a rhyme or reason, without a conscious left brain input. It's just, oh, that speaks to my heart. That speaks to my heart. And then when you finish, it's quite amazing when you finish doing a process like that to see, you know, and to see what it does to you and how it lights you up to just look at it.
I need to go back and find that recording from the last one you did, Lynn. Yeah.
It's up there. Just go.
It's up there somewhere. Right now, I can't even find the calls and recordings page because of all the shenanigans going on with moving things around.
All right. I'm going to go in and log
That's
in.
That's one of my challenges. There is a question attached to my little RSVP today, too. But that's one of my little pet peeves right at the moment is I'm having trouble finding things that seem to have disappeared completely on the new rearrangement.
Okay.
I can find the calls page and I can probably find the calls and recordings page from the newsletter. It'll take me directly to it, but I can't find it anywhere in the regular page.
So okay. That's good for me to know. If I have this, I'm going to log in as each of you that is having trouble and then I'll figure out what's going on. I know that the July and August weren't going up, but weren't up because, you know, there was an issue with a code that wasn't put on the page, but those are supposedly fixed now. The guy sent me the copy of it. So I'll look into that. Make sure you have it.
Thank you very much, Lynn. You kind of eased my suffering a little bit. That white page was bothering me, but you're correct. Every day is a new day and every day is different. And some days the Lord brings me a big list of things to do and other days he just leaves me blank. And it's those days I think he wants me the closest to him so I can hear his voice and he doesn't interrupt.
It's really beautiful hearing these sharings and the visions and Lynn Rose and Susan both say, I see you with your grandbabies.
So. Amen to that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they just barely got introduced to grandma. And some of them are just, even at 20 years old, just now starting to appreciate who grandma is and has been.
Yeah. And just keep that connection going. Right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not going to stop.
If you need be or whatever you can do to see each other. But I think it's.
Oh, yeah. I'm continuing. I now have new relationships with two that I didn't have and didn't look like I was ever going to see again. So
awesome.
That those doors were opened. They were slammed shut when Christy died. And I have my two grandchildren back and I want more.
Awesome. That's beautiful.
So yeah, these are really important things for me to keep in mind. And I will have to, but I do, I, you know, and it was Linda Bird Johnson. It is your fault this blank piece of paper showed up in my life again, because you're the one that mentioned it. And it's been sitting inside of me going, you really need to do that. You really, and now, like I said, with the little hints that my body is starting to recover.
Yes.
Some help that things are moving and they're not supposed to be.
That's awesome.
There's
no, they are supposed to be.
There's a hope that yes, I'm.
They are supposed to be. You have that needs to shift. It is what it is supposed to be, right? Maybe what medicine doesn't know about miracles and all that, but yeah, it is what it's supposed to be because you're intended to be out there and be with us.
Your heart is in direct placement and alignment to your lungs.
Amen.
So the more you open your heart, the more you can open your lungs.
Absolutely.
And my esophagus is opening up again, which means that things have shifted again.
That's
this
great.
Is the second time that the mass has shifted.
That's
both
great.
Times it has given me relief. Once was the upper lung, which is now open and staying open. And then the other was when it has shifted across the sternum and was kinking the esophagus, and I wasn't able to swallow anymore. So that has been relieved. And Dr. Rose Thomas came up here and did an energy treatment on me.
Nice.
And I have not had problems since then. So it wasn't just one of those temporary, oh, like a little the chiropractor adjusts you and 2 days later you're right back where you were. No, I was expecting that to happen and it hasn't.
That's great.
So I can slide things through now, and I'm able to eat more. I'm hungry.
Yay!
I'm so hungry.
That's such a good sign. I feel like I'm starving. That's a good sign.
So this is a good thing. I'm getting my appetite back. Now, if my taste buds would follow, I'd be in good shape. My big problem right now is just my taste buds are just totally off. Nothing.
You know what, though? Hunger without taste buds can be very, very good thing because it doesn't tempt you to, like you could eat cardboard for all, something that fills up and you're fine, right? Whereas when the taste buds are activated, they drive you towards things that maybe aren't as good for you. So I would say that's a blessing. I think a lot of people would feel very strongly that anybody with an emotional eating issue would say, yeah, it'd be nice if the taste buds didn't matter whether I ate, chocolate chip cookies or kale and it all tasted the same. That would be good. So
Yeah. I'm having a little trouble with the green juice, that first recipe that I made. And I should have probably looked at it and realized that was probably... It had some cilantro and some parsley. And I'm kind of sensitive to those. I can put in small quantities, but this one called for larger ones. And I should have just started with smaller quantities.
Well, so what you could do is you take it and you dilute it, right?
We're going to dilute it.
You dilute it with water, but also you could dilute it with other stuff.
Other juices,
put some slippery elm in it or something like that and just be having just small portions of it.
What I'm going to do. I'm going to modify. I'm going to make some straight cucumber and celery juice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to mix them together so that the cilantro and parsley aren't quite as potent.
Right.
But that's one of the things that I really need to fix immediately. But other than that, then I'm also working on finding some more of the fats and proteins. But there is healing going on. And I fully expect a year from now, I'm still going to be here, but much more improved.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if I'm coming back any PT or if I'm coming back with ERC, but we'll see how things go. So there was one other thing is Dr. Dr. Mahela?
Mahela. She's one of our students. Yeah.
And that was the other thing I was looking for this morning is the coaches. And that's the other tile I couldn't find. But I'm not in the current ERC group, so that
might be... Well, yeah, I took down last year's coaches because it wasn't apropos, but Mahela's in the new group, too.
I need to have her contact info so I can get a hold of her. I went to the prescriptiondrugs.com or with the drugs, the one you said, and none of those, at least on the public side or commercial or client side, customer side, had anything about the mechanisms of actions. On those particular drugs, they just basically went through side effects and things like that.
Yeah, they're there. It's just a matter of finding the right site. So
yeah, finding the right site. So
reach out on this ERC thing and say I'm looking for Mahela's contact information, and one of us will see it and then we'll tag her. She's on Facebook. She's in the Facebook group for the NEPT group.
Okay, I'll try and find her there.
Was it a vital presentation recently or was it an?
Yeah, I think so. And I missed that day because
the recording should have her contact information in it because she had a really nice set of slides and it had her contact information.
Yeah, and that's why I can't find the calls and recordings page right now.
I'll make sure you get it.
And I'm not getting the gold calls again all the way back. So the recordings on those.
All right, we'll fix it.
And then I don't know where to find the one that we did July 31st. That one.
Which one was July 31st?
We did July 31st. We did a 45 minute. It was my freebie from a year ago.
Oh, that didn't get, you know what? It might be in Jeannie.
We did the one from Jeannie, but Jeannie donated a call. And that one was, but this was in her folder. One.
Okay.
This was the second one that we were actually talking about, that one on.
I actually remember going in there and looking for that, and I thought I put it on your folder. Okay.
You did the one, we found the one with that Jeannie donated, but we, right. but I, no, I never
I'll make sure it gets done. One.
Okay.
I'll make sure it gets done.
Okay. And we'll find Mahala's contact info, because I definitely want to find that. I was able to do some other research. I found one of the genes was well spoken of in a very technical genetic, some like Lancet type publication. And it went into great detail about pathways of this ARID1A gene, which the first one that was listed. And that's the one that had all the drugs that was doing the studies. And so I actually have the pathway, and it's apparently what's called a TERT, TERT pathway. But that one, I didn't really know. And it's one of those ones that's so technical that I can't quite understand it, but there is information about that one out there. So if we can find, if Mahala can get me one that'll get me some of that stuff, it'd be great. Okay. If she can get me one that'll get me the mechanisms and stuff like that, then that would help a lot. But apparently, I would say, judging by the improvement in my health over the last month, since I really started getting all this stuff on board, and I've got the Laetril, I've got the GC map, both coming in from out of the country that are illegal in the country right now, things have really changed, and I want to
awesome.
Keep that. So, and finding out, the more I looked at that report, and I was frustrated by it, the more I realized, no, this is good news, silly. There are no chemo drugs that can touch this tumor. Yeah. Is that God not speaking to me? We're already doing it.
Right. Right.
There are no chemo drugs that will touch this tumor, and it doesn't have anything to do with the tumor itself. It's my tumor suppressor genes that got screwed up.
Right, exactly.
It is the genes that keep those tumors suppressed. So what that was telling me, and I have to tell you guys this because it's absolutely astonishing sometimes how God whispers in your ear. You think you got no answer when you pray. Well, darn it all, I got more answers than I can shake a stick at. And they're not on that piece of paper. God is healing me. There is nothing that man has. This is the second time that he's done this with doctors and me in the last year, because he did this with the hematologist a year ago. He's taken care of it. My genes have been flipped. Something came along and caused my genetics to flip on just a couple of small genetic changes.
And that's all it takes, and that's all the cancers are. That's
so
what
a huge wildfire to start. But my body was already suppressing it. See, that's what this program did for me. Everything that we have done over the last 2.5 years since the day I started Sweet Spot has created the terrain. You can look at my labs. You can see how much progress we've made. Every single bit of that, every day of this last 2.5 years is responsible for me being able to say this. God brought me to this program. He brought me to Dr. Rita Marie, and he helped me to create with all of you and the coaches a terrain that can take care of this. And now he's giving me a healing. It isn't going to be fast. It isn't going to be perfect. But the situation has been created for him to do a new work, and I can't wait to see how this is all going to turn out. Don't ever give up on yourself.
No.
Don't ever give up on yourself. And don't ever give up when you don't hear a direct answer to a prayer. Sometimes those answers don't come in the form you expect.
That's right. That's right. Did you ever hear, and it's a joke, but and it's a serious moment, but there's the joke about the rabbi and the priest and the minister in a boat. And the boat gets a hole in it and it starts going down, and somebody comes along and says, I can take two of you. And the priest says, no, you go. Or I can take one of you. You go. No, you go. God will save me. Oh, you go. God will save me. And then finally he's left alone. The boat's going down. The helicopter comes and says, hey, come on, come on up. He goes, don't worry. God will save me. And then he dies and he goes to the pearly gates and he says, God, you let me down. I've been a priest for all these decades. And why did you let me down? He goes, I sent you a robot. I sent you a raft. I sent you a helicopter. What the heck were you waiting for? So, right, we have to take those things. And, you know, the signs come and the answers come. We just have to latch on to them and we have to, you know, follow through. It's not going to be this guy with a beard coming down and sitting on your porch going, hey, come with me. You know, that's not the way it works.
Amen. That's for sure. That's for sure. And I love it when God's laughing at me because, you know, every time he giggles or laughs at me, which I audibly hear.
Wow, that's great.
Look out. I'm going to pull the rug out from under you and surprise
well,
you.
Well, we're going to keep the rug under you and, you know, just keep going with the healing. Having that, I love hearing you speak the way you're speaking today. I love hearing you speak of the future. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Beautiful. And I just want to say thank you again to everyone here. I'm going to miss you all for this next year, but I got some work to do and I'll be back. And I'll be thinking about you and y'all. My email is in there. So anybody that doesn't already have it, it's yours.
And somebody just put in Mihaela's. Donna just put in Mihaela's email address there for you.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to copy that real quick.
And then Lynn put in the link to her. Which one was that? Was that your?
That was the vital health topic. I know she just did an FNC.
Oh, hers. Yeah.
But that is.
Yeah, I missed that one. I think I had the hospice nurse here that particular one.
And then Lynn also put in the workshop, the vision workshop from last year.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Okay. If you can't see that page, you should be able to because that those pages haven't changed, but we'll make sure that you have it. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Thank you, everyone. If anybody else has anything they'd like to throw in, I'm still open to that blank piece of paper. So,
okay. So we'll move to see if anybody else has anything to say for themselves and then to add for you as well.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Thank
you. So who else wants to share?
This is Judy. I probably should do sooner rather than later because I'm going to have to bug out and go to a doctor's appointment in a little bit. I need a full physical to okay me for having cataract surgery. I am going to have cataract surgery in next month. So I got to go to the doc and get the physical for that. So I'm doing okay. I'm not eating as well as I should, but I'm doing better. I've got stuff for green shakes, and I have a lot of produce here that needs to be eaten.
Awesome.
In fact, I just got a box delivered. It was on my doorstep when I woke up this morning. It's kind of fun when...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting when you don't know what's going to be in it, too, so you can...
Well... I get to pick what's in it, though.
Oh, you do? Okay, it's not one of those CSAs where it's whatever they have that week. Okay, good.
No, they send me a thing on Thursday saying, pick what's going to be in your next box, and you have a deadline on Tuesday, and then they deliver it Wednesday night, Thursday. So I got to pick. So I've got all kinds of interesting stuff in there. This weird broccoli cauliflower thing, it looks like broccolini or something, but it's got little white florets on the end. Anyway, I'm eager to try that. It's like a broccoli cauliflower mix. Anyway, I'm doing okay. I'm still having a lot of physical trouble getting around. My knees are not good. And my left knee started catching on me sometimes. And that can be really painful when that happens. Usually happens when I go to stand up.
You doing anti-inflammatory type things in your smoothies like ginger and turmeric?
I haven't been because I don't have any of those handy. I don't recall seeing ginger on the list this time. Mm. Usually there is ginger on the CSA list.
You can take it to the market and get it. The thing about ginger is you cut off pieces and you can just stick a whole bunch of it in your freezer or cut it into usable pieces and keep it in your freezer over time.
That's a good.
Whenever you see turmeric at the market, buy it, because it's not always there. It's more and more lately, but it's not always.
Yeah, I haven't seen turmeric in the market. What else can I tell you? I did not sign up for ERC. I'm not sure. I can't see how I can make that happen financially this year. But there it is. But I plan to, you know, they say you got access to the website for the next year.
Have access to the WEC for another year, yeah.
So I will, you know, make sure I've downloaded everything that is useful, and I still intend to be, to focus more on working the program than I have been. I've got to. I'm just in
Judy, I got a little suggestion that you might look at. I don't know, you know, how tight your finances are, but last year, which was my first renewal year, I really couldn't afford it either. But what I did was I dropped down to silver level, which I could budget that for that one, but I couldn't budget again for the gold. And that worked out really well, because we still get access to these elite calls, the gold calls. So it wasn't really losing that. And my plan had been a 2-year plan that my coach set up for me. So I really didn't need the personal coach. My situation is I had to proceed so slowly with my changes that it ended up being a 1-year plan, but for a 2-year plan body. So I had to stretch because my gut was so sensitive to everything. So it kind of worked out really well. I kept my small group coaches, but I was able to get on the gold call. So I still had access to Dr. Rita Marie for the trickier tests, like Dutch tests and stuff. So if you can swing the silver level, you know, for the next year, it's not 100% what you had this year, but it's being close.
But you know what? It's closer than it's ever been.
Now they got a personal coach.
Silvers get a personal coach this year.
Yeah. Yeah. So since I'm where I am right now, and I just couldn't swing it financially. I just don't know what's coming. So, but I will probably be back, like I said, in some form next year, but I just wanted to throw that out to you. So.
Yeah. Well,
this is just one place you don't want to lose access to, this group and these coaches and Dr. Reed Marie. It has been a huge for me. I'm here because of the work we've been doing. No matter how slowly you got to proceed, just don't lose contact.
Yeah.
If there's any way you can.
Okay. Well, if I do anything, it will have to be silver, because, I have expenses coming up with cataracts. The basic surgery is insurance pretty much pays for, but then there's a couple other levels with that where they can work on the astigmatism and some other things, and that costs more. And frankly, that would pay for that would pay for silver. But anyway. What else can I tell you all about?
Well, I want to make sure that you get to continue with the progress you've made. So I would say that, and I'll reach out to you, see if we can figure out a way to make it work for you, if you're open to that, because we can be creative about it, deferred and all that kind of stuff. But I do want to make sure that you stay in touch, stay on the vital calls, because you still will have access to that. I mean, it's not a big expense. It's like $149 a year or something like that, that you can do the vital calls. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think what else to tell you. Oh, I'm just, I've got a lot of clutter and craziness here, you know, with having moved back into the house, and I need to be going through things. I need to be getting them in order, and I don't. I just sit here and.
So I'm going to just throw something out there for you.
Yeah. Okay.
You weigh self-care versus box cleanup. What's going to give you the most bang for your buck, so to speak? Mm. Right. So when you sit there and go, I should be doing this, I should be doing that. What's really the pay? Like, what's really the downside of not doing it? other than you just stop beating yourself over the head. But you can decide to stop beating yourself over the head and go, yeah, those boxes, I'll get to them when I can. Right now, I'm going to make myself a smoothie and I'm going to do some meditation and I'm going to relax and I'm going to love on myself. Right?
Yeah.
That's the choice. I'm looking around my mess going, I need to clean that up. I need to, screw it. I'd rather be helping people. I'd rather be exercising. I'd rather be making a good meal. I'll get back to that. So I'd like to just see you be kinder to yourself.
Yeah. About it. Well, some of it too is physical energy. I don't have a lot of physical energy and so I don't do things. And because even, you know, walking is an effort. I end up not doing things around the house because it's going to require me to, you know, move things back and forth.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. It looks like Kathy wants to say something. I don't know if it's something about this or because she looks like she's anxiously raising her hand. So I'm thinking she wants to respond to you.
May I just say one thing to Judy? Judy, I hear you and I just have an idea and it may not fit you, but it doesn't have to cost money. I've done it both ways, friend for free or pay for someone to come help me go with through boxes or organize. But do you have access? I hire teenagers or young adults and they're trying to earn money for college or whatever. Yeah. And you get to control your budget on how much you're going to pay them. I used to pay $10 an hour. Now I'm paying $12 an hour. I'm not telling you what to pay somebody. Or do you have girlfriends or a younger person, a niece, is somebody in your life that you, because what I have found when I think I hear you with overwhelm and a lack of energy because of the difficulty with mobility and many other things. So then you kind of shut down and do nothing. And I don't mean to state something that isn't true, but I'm just talking how I have been and what I feel and hear from you. And I schedule somebody and they come over. We usually do 3 hours. If 3 hours is too much for you, just schedule 1 hour. But what I have found, like from this group and from Dr. Rita Marie, the reason you showed up is there is good energy here. There's good energy from other people. We're wishing each other well. We're cheering each other on. And I think you need someone in the city where you live that's going to come to your house when it's convenient for you. And sometimes I'm tempted to cancel it. Oh, I'm not up for that today. I'm not going to have them come. And then it's, I do. And after they leave, I just go, Kathy, this is a good thing. Someone else brings a good energy into my home. And then we actually get something done. And you, I have hired someone to make my green smoothies or green juices. I'm not currently, I'm able to do that. But you might even say, gosh, this girl, I'm seeing this girl, it could be a guy, they get out your vegetable bin and get out this lettuce and the stuff you have, and you're going to make something from it, but you don't have to provide all the energy. She comes, she makes this smoothie, you've got it in a quart jar in the fridge. Maybe you, I like to try and, but sometimes I have to sit down because my legs aren't holding me up so good. So I now have a special spot with a little tray where I can chop that's lower than the countertop surface because I have to sit. And I'm chopping while they're making this thing, or I'm getting a cauliflower ready to steam while they're doing something. When they leave, oh my goodness, I have a green salad in the fridge ready to pull out and eat for dinner that night or something else. It doesn't have to look my way, but I think you get the idea. Is there any way you could ask for help, even free help, and say, I'm needing some help, and this is hard for me to do, to ask for help. But don't deny other people blessings of serving you because of your own pride. Please recognize that when people serve, they are blessed, sometimes greater than you are. And you think, this is the greatest blessing. Somebody's helped me get through two boxes today wow. And what I found is it really gives me momentum after they leave. Sometimes I do some more things. Sometimes I get a few more things done. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm going to go see, where can I order ginger? What if I get ginger juice and order it online and it comes to your door? You don't have to get it through groceries or, you know, I mean, there's so many options. But I love Dr. Rita Marie saying, what, pick something. What would have the most bang for your buck? And it might be somebody coming to your home.
Yes.
For free or for a small amount of money, $8 or $10 or $12, and you pay them $20 and you caught some stuff done, one box and one green smoothie, they're gone and you're going, I'm drinking green smoothie instead of just thinking about it or letting the produce go back. And I'm sorry, I prattled on, but I'm done.
No, thank it you. Was awesome, Kathy.
No, that was awesome. Thank you. And I have had help in the past. I don't currently, and I will work on that. Thank you. That was a good word. Thank you, Kathy.
Yeah, it really is. So encouraging. And, thank you.
And Kathy. We'll talk offline too.
Yay. Thank you.
Somebody else had, hang on, I'm saving a picture here. Diane had a good idea, you know, be sure about physically getting some veggies and green juice and smoothies in each day,
yeah,
just for the sake of energy.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've fallen down on that the last couple of days.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And don't be afraid to, you know, when you make stuff, take part of it and freeze it. You could put it in ice cube trays and then you can actually just pop an ice cube and put it in your water and have a green juiced beverage, right? A cold beverage, add some lemon and you've got lemonade that's got green infusion to it.
Yeah. Well, so, thank you, Donna. That was a good great. Word about being sure about the greens.
Great. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Who else has something to share? Is Annie there? I wanted to hear from you because I don't know if you were on when Diana was sharing about her, you know, her looking for the blank plate with the vision, but I think that you don't have any issues with having a blank slate when it comes to vision. Like you're like Ms.
Yeah.
Vision.
Well, I'm happy to share. I could use an admin. Yeah, and I think this group doesn't know about my recent diagnosis because I've missed some calls with camping and stuff, unfortunately. So, I mean, all those things are great, but I really miss plugging into this group. And so as soon as I sold Mom's house and packed up the house and moved, and you know, I bought a boat to get to Costa Rica, which is still closed, but it looks like they're realizing that they need U.S. customers for their tourism dollars, that we are the ones that really do show up, like the most of their budget. So I think that's going to happen pretty soon. So I'm just kind of waiting in the wings for all that to open up. But in the meantime, I got a diagnosis of breast cancer. Just as soon as I had kind of shut the lights out and the front door to the house and walked away from 50 years of having access to my childhood home and all this heaped up responsibility that was never my choosing. And I realized, oh my God, this goes way, way back to my childhood. And I haven't had the opportunity really to get to my wishes and dreams because I have latched myself. I mean, this is just super unfortunate childhood behavior that we just, you know, it's we don't know when we're little of our survival mechanisms and how that triggers stuff in our body. So more than anything, because I think my alkalinity, I guzzle green juice. It's crazy. Like, how did this happen? I don't really even have genetic markers for cancer, but it's the stress. And it was me not putting me first. And so as much as I didn't dive in near as deep as I had intended this year with this level of membership, I'm super bummed about that, but I'm not letting myself get worked up because it is what it is. And I certainly have had progress and the support and the community has been super important to get me through a lot. I mean, selling the house, I mean, so many things I've done. It's just been great to have this group as a sounding board and just to like, maybe not sound so crazy and have these little links of like, oh my God, what a great idea. Go for it. Because a lot of this does sound super crazy, I realize, but I'm doing it, which is so bloody fun. So it's weird. I'm really thankful for this diagnosis. One, it took me 3 years, three different doctors, trying to get balanced with my hormones using bioidentical pellets, which wasn't the smartest thing to do, but it was my crutch. I couldn't get my head off the pillow for a bunch of years, taking care of mom, living in, and then my back and forth to Costa Rica, and my kid, like just everything was just always too much. And so I didn't put myself first, which was the biggest problem. And so this has really brought me back to centering in with, you know, focus and shrink it down and get out of the chaos and the clutter. Yeah, the boxes, let me tell you how many boxes I have. I got a whole storage unit on top of all the boxes I'm surrounded by. It's crazy. And it's not anything I ever want to get to. And it's funny, like I packed up bins and bins of stuff I thought would be ideal for Costa Rica. And it's all sitting in a storage unit waiting for a container for when I can get into the country. And I'm like, I don't even know what's in there. There's beautiful things that I have cherished and picked or even handmade over the years. And do I even need it to move forward with? I mean, they are beautiful, gorgeous, you know, platters for serving gorgeous food that I intend to grow and all this stuff. But can I get something there? Yeah. Is it going to be the same or better? Maybe not. And it's like, whatever, you know, like I'm aesthetically driven. So it is important to me. And I have to like weigh, you know, how much of a perfectionist am I going to be on a stickler for, oh, it has to be my stuff or whatever. I mean, I'm just so in the mode of letting a lot of this stuff go. And I have, so I don't know how, let me just like tell this call to go away. There we go. I'm back. Okay. Yeah, I'm actually super thankful because it is my wake up call. I've had a few over the years and this is the one it took cancer. So yeah, we've all had, I mean, read me your story, you know, about the rabbi and stuff. I mean, of course, yes, here's my helicopter. Yeah, I it's crazy. I'm not angry or sad or anything. I had a couple dark days with the early diagnosis and a couple of Western med people really freaking me the heck out. And it's not that bad. It's slow growing and it's contained and I have time and I have a really amazing group of people that are going to help. And I think I have like a 6 month period just to push myself through this and probably be way better and stronger and coming out bigger and brighter on the other side. Like I'm super, super excited about it. And the craziest thing, like I'm not religious, I'm spiritual and I believe in Mother Nature more than anything else. But the people that have been put in my path since this has happened are the ones that will bring me to getting all my dreams built in Costa Rica or wherever it ends up happening. It's just an amazing network. That's come together. So, and I'm going to drive. I decided to drive to the boat instead of fly so that I have a car because I'm going to stay there a couple months to get through hurricane season before I take off. And my trip across the country is setting me up with all these important people that all want to be somehow supportive in making all this happen. I mean, it's just the craziest, weirdest thing. So I'm just trying to let it all go and let it fall into place without too much stress. You know, 3 years ago, I really tried to force everything and have an itinerary and it always blew up in my face. And now it's like, oh my God, you know, I still don't meditate. I have too much monkey chatter. I try and I just, oh my God. So that's
trying is better than not trying. So just yes. Know that. And it's not really trying, it's doing it. You know, yes. This is the thing you have to realize when you meditate and you have monkey chatter, it's not that you're not meditating. You're still meditating. You just have to practice more. And even if you just do 2 to 3 minutes a day of just saying, okay, I'm just going to calm the chatter for 2 to 3 minutes. Okay, that's it. It makes a huge difference. It's cumulative.
Yeah. And even somebody, I forget where I heard it, but they had somebody just do some deep breathing while they were preparing their meals in the kitchen while their kids were running around crazy and the husband doing whatever and just a lot of high stress stuff. And just the breathing alone put their body into a state where they dropped a whole bunch of weight. That was it. It was just the calming of the nervous system that altered it. And it's like, that is so beautiful because we all just run so stressed constantly. So, yeah. And so much of this stems from emotional stuff from way, way back and right up to current stuff. I mean, my son thinks it's hilarious to be completely annoying and tickle me and just poke at me. And he shuts the iPad or the laptop off. And I'm like, I'm like, you could find another way to show love.
Show love.
I get what you're doing, but oh my God. So, and there was something about the sugar cravings I wanted to mention. So along the way this year, somewhere, I learned about L-glutamine for cravings and opening up a capsule and putting it under your tongue. So I referred a friend who really struggles with alcohol, you know, just too much social drinking, you know, and then a friend whose husband has had a meth problem, and he's been clean for a long time. But she said, what was that stuff? And I said, I don't know. I think it was L-glutamine. And she Googled it and got some. She's, oh my God, works like a dream. So I'm curious if that would also work with sugar cravings, because it supposedly stops, you know, cravings in its tracks. And I don't have sugar cravings.
Do it. Right. You can get it as a powder or you could get it as capsules, but yeah, it goes under your tongue. I mean, it does have sweetness to it. So it's
worth
a try.
Yeah. She just texted me back and said, what a dream. I'm like, I don't know any of the details. She had she had to put a horse down and had a really rough week. So all I know is that it was like, wow, it was super, super helpful. So,
Okay. So here's the thing. I would like to stay for like another half hour or hour and chat with everybody. And we've reached the end of our time. We have one more ERC call, not the small group call, but we have another one next Thursday. So if you still have more that you want to share, come to that call, please. And I know in this group, we have a lot of cancer survivors. Kathy has survived cancer. Jeannie, Hannah Ora, 4 times, right? And it is a wake-up call, and it is a say, hey, the body's out of balance. What is it? What do we have to do? What's the message that we have to do? And it's not the death sentence that everybody is, that medicine thinks about, because they don't have the tools to fix the terrain. They don't have the tools to create the healing from the inside out. They're just looking to kill it from the outside in. And we know that, you know, that method is sometimes works really well, and sometimes it kills the person before it kills the cancer, right? So cancer survival is common. Kathy put in there that there's a recent Answer to Cancer series. And there's a lot of information out there. And I think most of what it is there's a lot of the stuff they're teaching is stuff we're teaching you here. It's the big thing is to hear the message over and over that this body has the ability to heal. It has the ability. We have that source energy, God, whatever you want to call it, nature, whatever your particular version is. There's something beyond the body that helps us to heal. There's that inner healing that's attached. So we all have that. And I see Diana like moving in that direction. I know Annie is moving in that direction. I know Kathy's been there and back again and is dedicated to staying on the course of health, right? And so many of us, some others in the group have had that situation. So it's never so bad that you can't turn it around. Okay. So I have to go because I have commitment to be on another call right at noon. But next week, I think it's in the evening. So I know Donna can't be there, but it's 8 o'clock. I never have my calendar. Somebody's been mucking with my calendar.
It's in Eastern time now. Not
my calendar.
That's what I keep screwing up.
What time are you saying it's at? Because I don't have it on my calendar.
Open coaching.
It's at 7 o'clock on Thursday, August 27th. It's an ERC open coaching.
But it's showing Eastern time on my calendar.
Somebody must have changed my calendar numbers to Eastern somehow. because
yeah. Yeah. So they've been that way since the last time they changed things.
Well, I know they've been putting it on there.
In the messages, so just look at your Google Calendar and make sure that it's set for Central Time.
Yeah. Oh, I see. It's on it. Oh, wow. I'll check it.
So what time would that be Pacific that you're saying for next Thursday?
5 o'clock Pacific.
Got it.
Okay. All right, guys. Much love. Mwah. I'm going to be reaching out to those of you who are not returning. I'll reach out to you personally so I can have a little connection time with you and, you know, see how we can support you moving forward. And for those of you who are, we'll see you next week, hopefully, as many of you as possible. And we'll talk to you soon. Mwah. Much love.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Love you all. God bless everybody.